free radio, as if the rest of the show wasn't already free. It is the morning after the podcast, after the morning after. It's Eric Chase, and please let me put my hands together. I have to lower the music first, and I'll put my hands together for Bumble Ashley.
Yay! We have to think of a new name. I'm not Bumble Ashley.
Whoa! I thought we were going to get back to the show again because I'm
No. I like that name. I told you that's like the go-to. I think that's a good choice.
That's what everybody else calls you.
I think you're like the only one.
People that I know, that's how they refer. Okay. Like Kara, gotcha. Dee's wife Kara didn't like even hesitate. She's like, "Yeah, Bumble Ashley gave Cohen this little shark thing." Like she didn't hesitate.
That's fine, I guess.
And see, it fits because. You don't own the store. You don't have the store's not open anymore.
Right.
So it's not like a giant sales billboard every time we say it.
No, I know. That's why I feel like we need like a new name. I don't know. I don't know what it would be, but I think we should think of something.
You can't give yourself your own nickname. Just note that.
Well, it's like, I know that, but it's like getting divorced. Like if I would change my last name, I wouldn't keep my husband's last name. Like the business is done. I have to move on. This is holding me back.
Is it a sore spot for you?
No. I just, you know.
I have like tons of the Chipotle sea salt.
Yeah.
Tons. Like good. For days.
Good?
That is good. Okay. I had so many that I was going to give one to Kara.
Yeah.
Because she likes your stuff.
Yeah.
But I left it at home.
I have like crates of stuff. I was like, I need to have like a garage spice sale. I don't know if that's like legal.
Could you sell? I mean, you paid for it.
Yeah. It's all packaged. It's not like it's like in like little, you know, Ziploc baggies. Like waiting.
We were going to talk about Halloween in this and how Ashley, how Bumble Ashley survived it. But guess what? Everybody, every one of your friends for Christmas, guess what you're getting this year?
Spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leftovers.
Spices and old Bumble stuff.
Yeah.
You survived Halloween okay because you work at the hotel. You've got two little kids and a husband who contributes a decent amount, right?
Yeah, he does. He does. Okay. He's a good dad.
How did Halloween work out for you?
Oh, well, it's always a struggle. I mean, Halloween in general, I like the idea of it. But then there's like, I used to love Halloween. Like I was like the apartment that like won the like decorate your balcony contest, you know, stuff like that. But with children and with working, it takes a toll. So
what did they want to be?
So Parker doesn't have a choice because she has no voice.
Right.
So Tucker the entire time is between like Captain America. I want to be Captain America. I want to be a mummy. I want to be a vampire, which he's already been. So we went back and forth. I, of course, would like the cheapest, most homemade option. We get to the store. We go to the Halloween store because he loves scary stuff. He picked to be a police officer. So he also wanted his sister to be a pumpkin. Didn't do that. We're like, okay. She'll be the burglar. So that's what he went as a cop.
So they went as like a tandem.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I had seen lots of people complain, parents were in your situation, that their kids wanted to be something up until like last weekend.
Yes.
And then they changed.
Yes. That's why I don't go until the week before, because it's 15 different things.
But then you wait and you risk maybe them not having the costume or the costume in the right size.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, if we would have walked in, whatever he would have picked, like, that would have been his selection. Like, this is what your choices are. Go for it. I mean, we ended up buying Parker a costume, and then it was cold, and we didn't even send her out. It was crazy.
I began to change my opinion a little bit this year of Halloween, but one thing always stands. Like, coats over costumes sucks.
Agreed. We put coat under costume.
Coat
like
under?
We bought a little bigger.
I've done that. Do you remember when we were younger, those vinyl plastic costumes that we would wear, which are probably illegal these days because kids suffocate?
Well, and like, they're like flammable or whatever. So I never wore those. My parents, my aunt always made my costumes. Like handmade, Little Mermaid.
My mom bought me
shells,
those.
Shells, everything.
Because I always wanted to be like superhero stuff,
right.
or Transformers, and that's what they had.
Sure.
My mom wasn't going to like sew together an Optimus Prime outfit.
But why not? I'm just kidding.
But I remember she...
imagine.
She always, it was tough for me to find those things because I was a little portly kid. It was big for my size. And she would always plan that it was going to be cold.
Yeah.
So I'd have like this almost like adult size flammable costume. Couldn't breathe in those masks.
Right.
I hated those things.
Suffocating.
But
yeah.
Cold during Halloween was never fun.
Yeah. It never is. And even so, like, so then, you know, I'm like, I'm rushing home. We got the costume. I got everything out. He went to like, he did like the thing downtown with my mom and she dressed up as like an inmate. So that was cute. Her and my aunt.
And then, it's a sensitive area.
I know.
Touchy subject. Did she not
it was
like
apparently
follow?
Awful. However,
not follow the news.
Yes. So apparently wasn't a good choice, but that's what she did. They did that whole thing. And then, so I'm like not even out of my car and Kevin's screaming out the front door, "Where's the costume?" I'm like, "I'm not even out of my car." Like door not even opened, window cracked, and he's like waving his hands. So, you know, that's always fun to go home to because then you have to like scramble because it's at 6 to like find the costume, get them warm. I'm like, "It's 5:20. Why are we getting dressed? What is happening here?"
How was his candy intake? How was his candy collecting?
So, you know, you spend an hour and a half getting ready for what a four-year-old can last about 45 minutes outside.
It's even for candy?
Yeah, even for candy. He's like, "Okay, I'm done. I want to go home."
Kids these days.
I know. My dad's like, run up to the house, you know? And he's like, "No, I'm good." Hops in his wagon, covers up. He's like, "I want to go home now."
I can't imagine that's most four-year-olds with all that candy sitting at their fingertips.
No, I don't know. My friend Megan, she is a four-year-old, and he did the same thing. She's like, "My dad had to go drive and pick him up because he wanted to go home."
So how much did he wind up collecting?
Quite a bit. I mean, it was like a good satchel full. Our neighborhood gives pretty good candy, so he got a few full-size candy bars in there.
What did what's his favorite kind?
Lately, Skittles and M&Ms. He's like, he would eat M&Ms all day, every day. Like, Kevin was joking. He was like, "When you grow up, we're going to say you got so big and strong by eating cookies and cupcakes and M&Ms. He eats no meat.
He's a four-year-old vegan?
Apparently, he will eat no meat. Like, we will, like, cheeseburgers, chicken nuggets, like, all those things people don't want their kids to eat, we, like, throw at him, and he still doesn't want it.
Chicken nuggets, like, the microwave, the kind they buy.
No, like, McDonald's. I will buy McDonald's. Still no.
Like, it's loosely meat.
He likes fish sticks. I don't even know who this child is. I know. We bought one of those like little cheapy meals one time at like Kroger or something, like the little frozen ones, and he like ate the shit out of it.
Let me ask you this: when it comes to Halloween, because I encountered this online a little bit, or the thought was echoed, and then I agree with it. For whatever reason, it seemed like Halloween season this year was longer than in years past.
Yeah, I can see that. I agree with that. I work so much that like days pass and I'm like, "What day is it?" And like drooling is hanging from my mouth. But yeah, it did seem to be a little lengthy. And I still feel like, how is it already November? I don't even know when that happened.
And I like you, I adore Halloween. I don't like the dress up part, but I like the scary stuff. I can get into the slight change of season.
Yeah.
Even though I know that like as soon as Halloween's over, like the gingerbread lattes hit and people want to put up their Christmas and
chestnut pralines.
I don't have a problem with season.
Yeah.
And the gifts and all. I have a problem with the weather that comes with Christmas. So I try to really enjoy Halloween. And I thought that might be, as I'm like psychoanalyzing myself here, maybe that's what it was. I've ingested so much Halloween over the years that it felt longer than it really was. But then again, I know that there was like a Halloween party that somebody asked me to help out with, like, on October 10th.
Yeah.
So that's like 3+ weeks of Halloween stuff.
I don't understand why everyone doesn't have Halloween parties after Halloween. A, everything's like way cheaper. So why not get the costumes at like a fraction of the cost, you know? That's
and November 1st is like National Half Off Candy Corn Day.
Well, candy corn sucks. So nobody really wants to buy it. They need to make it like 98% off.
Why not just crack a Holocaust joke while I'm sitting here? I love candy corn.
I know, but it is awful. It is disgusting. When people used to give like little packages for candy corn for Halloween, I'm like, just chuck it in the garbage. That's where it belongs.
Yeah, chuck it my way.
I will.
The pumpkins aren't really good, but the candy corn, regardless of the colors, good. One more Halloween question I want to ask you. So you went trick-or-treating on Saturday night?
No, we went on
Halloween. Halloween. Yeah. Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
What did Kevin stay, your husband stay back at the house?
Like, no, I stayed at the house because we didn't send Parker because it was cold.
Right.
So I stayed at the house and watched TV and, you know, had my hour break with just Parker and ate.
You didn't have any trick-or-treaters?
No, we live on like a dead-end street.
Okay.
And the door, someone started knocking at the door once and I like freaked out, but it was my neighbor bringing Parker's like little gift over for Halloween.
You know, I guess I'll still think that you're a pretty tough parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not a helicopter parent.
No, not really.
But you lose a little bit of credibility with me for saying, "It's too cold to take my kid out."
Well, Parker's like a baby.
Is she?
She is. She's like 13 months old. And who's, nobody wants, and I, you know what? This is my thing. I also hate the people that then have a child. She can't walk up to the door and say trick or treat. Like, I don't want to give candy to you parent that's holding your child that I know you're going to eat said candy.
Fair enough. Fair enough. My,
my thing.
My neighbor had a good point. We were talking something about like what's age appropriate, not on the older end, but like, and she said, if you can walk, you can trick or treat.
Absolutely.
So that's great. But saying it's too cold. Not,
yeah, whatever.
Weak excuse.
Agreed. But it was cold and she's little and I didn't freaking want to walk around either.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we
get to
the it's not the kid. You're using the kid as an excuse. It was too cold for me to
walk
around.
That's what kids are there for. Kids are there to be the excuse. I'm late for work. Well, my kid puked all over my clothes.
That's fine. Okay. But in this case, it makes you sound like you're an overprotective parent. I didn't want my little infant to freeze outside in the 40-degree weather.
But I don't. I didn't want to walk.
Right. That's what it was.
Deal. Fair.
So
fine.
When it comes to like tiers of excuses, one, I had an hour to myself. I was going to take it. Two, I didn't want to walk in the cold weather. Way, way down at like 33 is, I didn't want the little girl to freeze outside.
Listen, my mom made pumpkin mac and cheese, and it was delicious, and I wanted to eat it. So I stayed home with my mom and grandma.
That seems almost like a pumpkin violation.
No, it was delicious.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was really freaking good. It was like pumpkin and yogurt and noodles and cheese and delicious.
Let me spin this another direction, because our text dialogue ended on this. Did you give any thought to the boss thing and your parking thing that I suggested to you?
Yes, I did.
Let me reset this table here. Ashley works someplace. You have to pay for parking.
Correct.
While lots of other employees do not. And one thing I wanted to ask you that I was thinking about was, do you get paid more than they do?
I don't know. I don't know what everyone makes.
So
maybe, maybe not.
You have to pay for parking. They don't. How do you feel about that?
So no, they should. They're just doing it wrong.
How so?
Like,
oh,
they're
they're breaking a rule?
Yes. Rule breakers, which I tend to bend the rules as well.
Are you going
to
narc them out?
Yeah, I already did.
And?
We'll see what happens. I don't know. Everyone knows it's a problem. It's an existing issue. I was just bitter that day because I'm like, gosh, it's freezing. And I walked and these people are parking underground, and I want to park underground and walk 10 feet to the time clock.
Those are for guests.
No, they're for like the more senior employees.
Who should be doing something about those people parking there, right?
They are. Yeah, they are.
Hopefully. I'm looking forward to an update on this situation.
Yeah. I'm sure something will happen. Because once the delivery comes and then their car gets towed, it's going to be a problem.
Now, will you get any blowback from this from them? Or from anybody? Because if they find out that you were the one that...
I'm not the one. Everyone knows it's happening.
Gotcha.
I just was down there and complaining about it.
Don't...
Yeah, you.
I dislike when that happens. When you call somebody out to whoever for doing something wrong, you take the heat for it because you called them out even though they're the ones that's doing it wrong. Like, if I see people in my parking lot and I get them towed, don't be mad at me. Be mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah, point the finger back at yourself, brother. Yeah, now, I give no shits either way if they are mad at me. And I'm a very likable person. And I'll be like, listen, I want to park for free, too. Didn't have the balls to do it, but get it back over there. Everyone else has to park there.
They should.
And I don't care if people won't be mad at me.
It's like, you said it's $6 when...
Yeah, it's like $6 a day.
And you're...
If you work longer than 8 hours or 10 hours, it's like $8.
So you're probably making $13, $14 an hour?
Somewhere in the vicinity.
You don't want to tell me?
I don't want to tell you.
Are you making...
I can't. I don't think I can tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to do the math here. So, like, maybe, like, a third... So, like, 20 minutes of 1 hour is going... Like, the first 20 minutes you work is going towards your parking.
Absolutely. I was employee of the month, so I had free parking. But still, I've had to pay it since, like, June. So, that's annoying. It's like $130 a month. Because some days I'm there longer.
Okay. How many days a month are you working?
It's like 20.
So 20.
Right?
Okay.
20 times
So 130 works out.
Yeah.
Some days longer, some days you're not. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you for being here. And you want a new name?
Yeah.
Why don't you solicit for suggestions?
Okay.
Because, again, you can't give yourself a name.
Give us suggestions. I know, but I don't know what to be. And I'm like, Hotel Motel Ashley? No.
Hotel... I don't think Kevin will appreciate that.
Kevin doesn't care. Kevin will find jokes in it.
I think Bumble Ashley is a good way to go.
I don't know. We'll think about it.
Maybe I will give it some thought.
Give it some thought.
Go. What was the dive bar that D went to?
JKB. John's Corner Bar.
Go ask around there.
I haven't been there in a minute. Now that I work downtown, I go downtown more.
Corner Bar, Ashley?
That's awful.
It does sound like that would be like $60 an hour.
That sounds worse than
a and $100 around the world. All right.
Yeah.
She will have a new name soon. And thank you for being here on the After Show podcast from the morning after.
Awesome. Thank you.
Acronymize that. Q1055.com.